Virginia Federal Savings and Loan Association presents Letters to Santa Claus. Santa's local mailbox is in the office of Virginia Federal Savings and Loan at the corner of Main Street and Madison Road in Orange. Letters go direct to Santa's postmaster, who reads them over WJMA Radio Orange and then sends them on to the busiest man in the world. Be sure to bring your letters to Virginia Federal in Orange. Now, let's look in on Santa's post office.
Look, Mr. Postmaster, isn't this a nice tree?
Gosh, it sure is a tall one, Miss Message.
I bought it from the Orange Kiwanis Club. They're selling them in the parking lot behind the old Rescue Squad building.
Right over there, huh? You think it'll fit in our post office?
Oh, sure. I've measured it and already put the stand on it.
You've been a busy one. Let's see if we can get it in the door.
Okay.
All right, got the door open. All right, now let's start pulling on it.
Okay. Now watch out for that side there.
Okay.
Don't crush it.
Right. Yeah. Hey, there.
Okay, you got it?
Yep.
I think. Now watch out. Pull over to the right a little bit.
You're about to knock Santa Claus's picture off the wall. Oh. God. Now, this is the biggest tree.
Well, it'll fit, I hope.
You sure?
I hope.
You didn't measure it in meters or something instead of feet. Well, there we are. Let me close this door here. All right, now. See how nice it looks? Yeah.
It's a perfect fit.
Yeah, it sure is. Have you got the decorations?
Mm-hmm. I just got them out a little while ago.
Well, I tell you what, suppose we read the mail, and then we can start decorating our post office Christmas tree.
Okay. Not too many letters tonight, but the first one's from Thomas Riley Clough, who writes, "Dear Santa, I would like a Starsky and Hutch set and car, and I would also like a drum set and a crash car crusher set. I hope you have a nice Christmas. Love, Thomas Riley Clough."
Thomas has made the nicest picture of Santa Claus.
Mm-hmm.
Look at all the... He's gotten some white stuff to make a beard there, especially. Yeah, good for Thomas. Well, let's see what I've got here. Here's a letter from Laura Payne. Laura says, "I'm 6 years old and I'm in the first grade. Thank you for my bike you brought me last year. This year, my brother Tom, who is 5, would like a bike of his own, too. My baby brother, Evans, is only 9 months old, and all he wants, I guess, is clothes. Santa, please bring my mom and dad something, too. Thank you. Love, Laura Payne."
Here's a letter from Philip Campbell. "Dear Santa Claus, my name is Philip Campbell, and I'm 5 years old. For Christmas, could you try to find me some clothes? My big brother Zandy would like a stuffed tiger. He is 9. Catherine, who is 17, would like records. Thank you, Santa. Love, Catherine, Zandy, and Philip Campbell."
I guess the 17-year-old really would like records. That's the appropriate present, isn't it? Well, look, here's a letter from Edward Moore. "Dear Santa Claus, for Christmas this year, I would really like a puppy. I'll love him and take care of him all the time. If you can't find a puppy, I'd like a game called Aggravation. Thank you. Love, Edward." And would you look at the picture of Santa Claus that Edward Moore has made. Santa looks as though he's a little tired. Looking at one more Christmas tree and says, "Can I make it through the night?" Of course you can. Well, Edward, that's a nice letter.
And here's another letter. This one's from, it says, "Dear Santa, my name is Jane Austin Bennett, and I am 12 years old, and I would like for Christmas some books and clothes and a star Barbie doll and Chrissy. Please bring James a racetrack and cars. Thank you, and we will leave you some coffee on the table. Love, Jane Austin and James Bennett."
Very nice letters from the two there. Well, look at this card, Miss Message. On the outside, there's a little girl. I guess she is getting a package, a bright pink package, out of the mailbox. And beside her is a little tiny pooch, maybe just the sort of dog that that Edward Moore would like to have. It's got a little striped coat on and is carrying a little bitty package in his mouth. And so, this is from Allison and Zachary and Christopher Edelberg. "Dear Santa, my name is Allison and I'm 4 years old. Sometimes I'm good and sometimes I'm not. For Christmas, I'd like a clip-clop horse. Now, I'll share this with my brother Zachary, who's only 2. I'd also like a Play Cosmetics and a Mickey Mouse telephone and any other toys you'd like to bring. Zachary would like a dump truck, if you have any. Well, of course, Santa's got plenty of dump trucks. He'd probably find just the right one for Zachary. And I also have a new baby brother, but he's too little to need much of anything. His name is Christopher, just in case you have something for tiny babies. Well, Santa has some of the nicest things for tiny babies. And that's signed Allison for Allison and Zachary and Christopher Edelberg. A very nice Christmas card there, children.
And that's just about all the letters we have tonight. Not too many letters.
No, there sure aren't. Sort of balances out the torrent we had last night.
And the night before. Well, we'll put these out for Sam. And then while Tom Graves plays some nice Christmas music, we'll start to work on that tree.
That is a good idea. Now let's see. First, I believe we'll reach for that one right over there. And...
So long. We'll be listening again for more letters. Letters to Santa Claus is presented with the best Christmas wishes of Virginia Federal Savings and Loan Association on the corner of Main Street and Madison Road in Orange. Bring your letter to Virginia Federal and put it in Santa's mailbox. Or, if the office is closed, use the deposit slot outside. And listen each afternoon, Monday through Friday at 5:45, for Letters to Santa Claus.